True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Get in a ring against somebody that wants to fight. Give them confidence early. You're in for a fight. Aside from the fact we can't make a free throw.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The
right.
Game.
It's crossover time, and we welcome
the
in
the fellas, Mark Grandy and Dan Dibley. How you doing, guys?
Fellas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
For sure. We're doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Yeah, Thanksgiving
Eve. Whenever a Wednesday feels like a Friday, it's a good thing.
Yeah, we had a great show until Stani just told the listeners, the black community, that he's never had sweet potato pie.
Man, yeah. Never?
Wow. No. Even Grandy goes, wow.
Grits?
No.
No chitlins?
Greens?
No.
I mean, chitlins?
Greens.
Yeah.
How can he not? Where's Dana?
I've had greens, but specifically, they're collard greens, though, right?
That's it.
That's right.
What? And what's the? Is it a pea or a bean?
As opposed to like a, I don't know, an uncolored green.
What kind of a green is it?
Collard greens.
No, but what's the actual vegetable?
Oh, I would help me out.
Is it like or
okra?
No. Pea? Like, is it peas?
No,
is it,
it's like is a salad.
It green
it's,
beans.
It's like spinach almost. It's right. Like, oh boy, I might lose my black card. But yeah. They're greens, baby.
It's in the cabbage family.
Yeah, talk to me. Yeah. Talk to me.
And that, yep. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's in the kitchen cooking collard greens.
Help me out, Dibs.
Shout out to little... DMC, not TMC. Christmas in Hollis.
My man.
You guys want to do a little improv? Right here?
Let's do improv.
All right. There it is. Well, your chance to win a Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead. It's part of our Thanksgiving blowout. And we're just a tad late on it. But you know the number, 415-523-4652. Jonathan Kuminga bobblehead giveaway. Caller number 5. One more time, 415-523-4652. And you guys are going to have a host of... prizes to give away from 2 to 6.
Man.
Is it true that the Kuminga bobblehead is actually bobble knees, where the knees kind of wibble and wobble as you bobble the head?
Remember Weeblos?
I'm just asking, yes. Of
Weebles,
course.
Or Weebles wobble, but they don't fall
Weebles
down.
Weebles wobble, but they
Grandy
don't fall down.
Grandy has no idea what
Weeblos
we're talking about.
Weeblos are different than Weebles. The Weeblo is a rank of Boy Scout when you go from...
Oh, right.
Like the Weeblo is on your way to Eagle Scout, but the Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Grandy, it was a toy where... It had a rounded bottom, and you could like try to knock it over, but it would weeble wobble,
almost
but it
like an egg.
Fall down. Yeah. Exactly. Anyway,
sounds great.
That's got to be back to like the early 80s. The weeble's wobble.
It was a bad toy,
man.
It was.
I'll
a
say
bad
this:
toy
you heard the Kuminga news and Melton in Santa Cruz
and Guy Santos too, because he's got to get some work in apparently.
Okay.
All three of them.
Yeah.
In Santa
scrimmaging
Cruz.
In Santa Cruz,
but
for
that's
the day.
Good news.
Yeah.
Tibbs, have you been down there to a game?
I have not been to a Santa Cruz Warriors game.
The bubble.
No.
Got to get down there.
Yeah, we should go road trip.
Well, I believe the gym is largely, it's not inflated, but it's kind of a like temporary.
It's a bubble.
Yeah. It's like a, it's not plastic. It's like I don't even know what it is. But
it's like an indoor football practice facility. Okay.
I've seen the videos. Yeah. But it's a staple in Santa Cruz, though.
Yeah, and it holds like 3,000, I think. And I think not that much.
I don't know.
I wonder if, I think Evan's been down there for a game.
No doubt.
Anyway, Houston in town tonight.
Yeah, there you go.
No KD, no Steven Adams, so they can't play the double bigs.
True.
Where they rebound 40% of their misses.
Hey, Granny, by the way, I'm checking you out after these games. You're pulling a Shasky.
What do you mean?
You know, with your games over and...
Oh, I like it. Your videos.
Before you go on.
Yeah, Granny.
Before you go on the postgame show.
Oh, hold on. I got a text from Dana Ali.
Shout out.
Guru. My man. Branding. I'll drop a sweet potato pie at his house on Friday. Unbelievable. You're out of them, Stoney.
Dana know his number.
He's been to my house. He's come to we're friends.
Dana Ali?
You brought him to Norm's party.
So when?
In
Union City?
The day you said, remember you guys looked like Suge and Tupac in the BMW as you drove? Yes.
He was with us?
Yeah. And he brought his Johnny Walker red or black. Remember that?
No, I don't.
Oh.
This dude. Boy. Get your boy. He's wilding right. Don't even remember introducing me to Dana, who's now my friend.
Right.
What's new?
Well, and he's now your boy. The time. I bequeathed him to you. Right. That was part of COVID. It was the three of us for 51 weeks. Grandy, 50 weeks on Zoom, 1 week in person, and then the whole other thing happened. And so it's reunited, and it feels so good. Steiny and Goo.
I've yet to watch a game.
Is that Ashford and Simpson?
Yeah.
No, that's Peaches and Herb.
My black card is being revoked right now because they said the white guy had to explain collard greens to me.
It's a shame.
But with that, I've yet to watch a game in the backyard at Dana's house like you guys had. That's what I'm official.
Well, I mean, come through.
All right.
And I'm going to go ahead and give you the invite for any variety of dates.
There it is.
Such as, I don't know, any Sunday on the calendar.
I love it.
And I've lost my... Well, not that card, but I've lost my Dana card a little bit because now that I have a toddler, I don't go through as often as possible. But when I do, it's awesome. It's usually about once a year.
How many Thanksgivings will this be for my niece?
This will be four.
This is awesome.
And the first Thanksgiving, she was a colicky nightmare. And she almost got, she did get uninvited like five different times.
Look at this.
She was a problem, bro. But and we got married the day after. So yesterday was our 3-year anniversary.
Wow.
My lovely wife, Supper, and I. So, Thanksgiving is like the Super Bowl in her family. So we're all geared up for a big one tomorrow.
Wow.
Let's go. That should be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. How many people are you having over? Are you going to the in-laws?
The in-laws. Pop, and, Mima, rest in peace, passed last January.
R.I.P.
So this will be the first Thanksgiving without my mother-in-law, which will make it, obviously... a lot heavier than it otherwise would have been, but there'll be turkey and two stuffings and broccoli souffle, which is that's his pièce de résistance. That is what...
I'll bet there's cheese on that.
A little bit, but it's more like broccoli. It's a giant broccoli pillow, and when you take it out, it still is pillowfied, and then over the next few minutes, it kind of drops, and then...
Not the Snoop Dogg broccoli.
Yeah. No.
Okay, it's actual.
Yeah, that's more like lettuce, I would imagine.
Yeah, the granny knows.
That's more like, lettuce.
The hippie lettuce.
Granny, on the Warriors Live today?
Yes, I am.
Nice. What do you?
Double duty.
How do you handicap that one tonight at the Chase Center?
I think Warriors are favored slightly, 2.5 points. No KD, no Steven Adams. I think this is the game the Warriors should win. This is the game the Warriors will get up for as well, which is always important to try to...
Because it's a cup game?
Oh, no.
They've been eliminated.
Because it's the Rockets.
Yeah.
That's why.
I gotcha.
Yeah, no. They haven't officially been eliminated from the Cup, but basically.
Oh, really? They still got Cup action?
Technically, no, but because their point differential is like minus 25, it would be very, very, very tough for them to make it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. And where are we with Brock Purdy these days? Dibs, did you see what I was saying today? I got off the show yesterday, and I went home, and I was like, I felt like we missed something yesterday. And you know what it was? I was just saying, Brock Purdy's fine, and he'll quarterback until he gets hurt, and if he doesn't, he'll be the... And then Willard came in and was like, you got to monitor this. Like, will the 49ers... Here's how I put it.
He said there was an opening. There was an opening.
Yes, exactly. So my question would be, does Brock Purdy have a shorter leash than he had a year ago at this time?
No.
Okay.
I don't believe so. And I believe that if you look at Monday's game, and Greg Cosell joins us today at 3:15.
Oh, I can't wait to hear
We'll get
this.
The Cosell analysis of it. And there were a couple of bad throws. And as I said yesterday on our show, if you want to look at the totality of the game from Brock Purdy, he was awesome early. He was great late. There was an 8-throw stretch where he had 3 picks. 2 were his fault. 1, I think, was his coach's fault. It was a terrible play design. And so if you look at the whole game, complimentary football, they went out, and that game was never in doubt. Even though he threw 3 picks, you still won. And so, yeah, you go to Cleveland. It's going to be cold. It's going to be rainy or snowy. You have to deal with Myles Garrett. My God, he is an absolute monster. So he might look as bad, if not worse, against Cleveland. It doesn't mean that he's on a short leash, my opinion.
I'm with you.
Grandy?
I don't think he's on a short leash either.
How can he be?
You just signed him in the offseason, and that might not be the best reason, but you're committed to him, and if you were to make any kind of change, that, of course, looks bad on Purdy. It also looks terrible on Shanahan and
Lynch. Catastrophic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And how would Jed York feel about that? And everyone else in the front office for that decision. I mean, do you remember the story that Shanahan told? I think he told it to Tim Kawakami about Brock Purdy's rookie offseason and rookie training camp.
When Trent and Warner Fred were walking off the field, and they were like, that's the guy. That guy got something.
And at that point, Shanahan was like, the best quarterback in the room, which includes the veteran who took you to a Super Bowl, and the guy that you traded 3 first-round picks for, the best quarterback in the room is the Mr. Irrelevant from the most recent draft. And he said, you know how difficult it is to go up to your owner and say that? So imagine how much more difficult it would be to do that when you paid that guy $250+ million.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's on a short leash. But he was bad, no doubt. Has to be better if they have any chance to do anything. But
yeah, I was telling Stoddy, we got football tomorrow and Friday, Netflix, Philly, Chicago. But with Shedeur Sanders and the world just, or the black community rooting for him, all eyes are on this game. And for the Niners, it's they need the math part of the game. We had Ethan Sherwood Strauss on.
I heard
who
it.
Who Stoddy found out had been dealing with turf toe for 10 years.
Wow.
So we had him talk about it. He believes, and he's no Cosell, that those 3 interceptions had something to do with your arm strength just didn't come from your arm. I'm paraphrasing what he said. You know, right. Your low extremities, your core. And you think you could do things that you can't until you find out. And I go, being a guru, oh, it's going to be cold. That old toe might be aching. And he was saying it might help him because he, you know, everything's going to be mushy if it's wet.
And it's going to be a lot more shorter throws and checkdowns. And if you look at the second half of that game where he went 10 for 10, it was all short throws and checkdowns.
Was that by design by Kyle? Because it felt like
so.
That.
And okay. Also, if you want to look at the game flow, they were up, and then they came out, and they did a lot of running and checking it down. They went down, they scored again, and they had the game in control. They didn't have to go back there and plant and gun it. And for me, if the toe was an issue on you letting it rip, then don't play. Just don't play. Let Mac play.
And he didn't use that as an excuse.
No, he didn't. And he scrambled, and I thought that he made 2 bad throws. They were late throws. They were not in the proper spot. And those, to me, were mistakes. I don't know if it's because of the toe or just he held on to it too long. But for me, if you're out there, you are graded by the fact that you are playing football. And that's the way that goes.
You went real quick conspiracy theory with Kuminga and the knee gate and the minutes, you know, and him coming out the start lineup. Do you think there's anything going on with they were like, whatever happens, you cannot say it's the toe that affected your play? Do you think there's anything there? Because I got to believe that didn't look like the dude we know. Like, you could say it ain't the toe, and that'd be a disaster, I think. But what if it really is?
Well, if it is the toe, then you can't say it's the toe.
Because then why aren't you
playing Mac Jones?
That's it.
And if it is not the toe, then go out there and play. And it's funny because Kurt Warner had a tweet. I'm sure you guys saw it a couple days ago.
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
And weird.
Kurt said, well, when you throw the ball like I do and he does, you're more likely to get intercepted because you don't just throw a hard fastball that's like tough to catch. And I do think that there's some of that.
Oh, there's no doubt.
And if you're Brock, though, and the one that really irks is the one to Pearsall, where Pearsall's got a yard or more. If you throw it into space, either Pearsall gets it or it's incomplete. but he floated it to where Pearsall was, and that's when he got jumped by Mike Jackson at the goal line.
Yeah. 8 touchdowns, 7 picks, Donnie. That's not good, man.
Thank you.
I'm blown away. 8-7.
Right. Yep. Hey, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Hey, do you hear something scratching in the walls? That's not the house settling, it's rodents moving in. Once they find warmth, they make themselves at home and cause damage fast. ATCO Pest Control removes them, closes entry points, and helps keep them out for good. Keep your space protected this fall at atcopestcontrol.com. ATCO Pest Control, your defense against unwanted guests. Mention you heard about ATCO on the What's Bugging You segment and get 10% off any rodent treatment this month. I'll start.
Is it Friday?
That's what's bugging me. It's Wednesday.
What last time we were together?
That's what's bugging me. What? Why are we doing the What's Bugging Us on a Wednesday when it's typically a Friday? Now, I got an answer, but it's unsatisfactory. And the answer is, Evan said, well, I'm doing a show on Friday, and he's doing a solo show.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said, so let's do it now because I'm not working with anybody. Well, that's not the rules.
The rules are it is to be done during the crossover.
Okay.
Bang. Bang, bang.
You're not crossing over with anyone when you start?
No.
Is there like an hour gap between your show and the previous show?
No.
Why can't you just do one at 2?
Who's he going to be with? Himself and I? There's no crossover.
There's 2 shows that day, right? 6 to 10, 10 to 2, correct?
Sounds to me like this is really bugging you, brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Thank you. And we're doing it today.
Why is it such a big deal?
Thank you, Grandy. What's your new word?
Fake outrage.
Wouldn't you prefer this as to talking actual sports for 12 more minutes?
Oh, we wouldn't have had to talk sports. We could have talked about other stuff.
My wife said, quit complaining about the job at the job.
I don't subscribe to that. That's where you complain. By the way, I did have one about the boss, but I'll let him slide.
Yeah, I mean, the streak. You're like Cal Ripken with complaints about the boss.
The Cal Ripken.
The streak lives. Yeah, no doubt. What's bugging you?
This is a recycle or a remix, but yep. I'm going to be honest. I grew up, we would catch the BART train from Union City to Berkeley, California, and we would go. Jake Sorensen, Lawrence Mouton, Frankie Carrillo, Byron Carter, Ralph Knowles, Reg Basie, all to the Cal Stanford big game. If it was at Cal, we'd go to Blondie's Pizza, hang out there, try to sneak into the frat parties after it was over. We were there all day. If it was at Stanford, we'd do the same thing. But you're telling me Plunkett, Elway, Rogers, Troy Taylor. How did we do a week on this radio station, all shows, and not bring up the big game, which I watched, Grandy, in its entirety? That hurt me. I'm mad at you all and everybody and the fans, but Dibs, we got a good thing going. It's the best name, the big games. Donnie said they stole it. But how did we get out of here Friday not talking about the big game? What does that say about us?
It's not us. What channel was that game on?
Channel 11. That would be NBC.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was on NBC
Saturday. Saturday, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I mean,
it's a guess.
It was ACC Network. It was on ACC Network.
Okay.
Yeah. Was it really?
Yeah, ACC Network.
Oh,
yeah.
No. So,
say that again. The big game was
on ACC Network.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm going
to
play off that.
I couldn't have watched it if I wanted to. YouTube and I didn't want to. I did not want to.
It's funny because I actually tried to watch it on my Xfinity, and I went to the scoreboard, and the game was already over, and so I scrolled through the games that had already happened, and I couldn't even find the score on the app.
Yeah.
It's tragic. And what's bugging me is a play off of that, and what's bugging me is that Justin Wilcox got fired at Cal. And was he awesome? I mean, no. Are they awesome? No. The problem with Cal is they don't give a crap about their college sports in general, their football, their basketball, their baseball team. I don't even know if they finally got rid of it, but they've been trying for a long time.
Ron Rivera's in town, though.
I know he is, and yet you don't have the real, like, image and likeness money. The NIL fund there is embarrassing, and so you don't get the talent. And what happens is you have a really, really good quarterback last year, he leaves, and you have a really good quarterback this year. And if I was him, I would leave. You don't get the support, financial or otherwise, because people here, they don't really care about college sports. My son went to Cal, and Steiny, your daughter went to Cal. I don't know how many games she went to when she was there.
Just one, because she got thrown up on.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like their home opener her freshman year, and she went with a girlfriend.
And that made her want to go back, or that's why she never went again?
That was the last game she went.
Yeah. My son lived on campus, and he went to about a game a year, and by a game, I would mean like a half a game, show up in the second, leave late third, and go to a party. But Cal, you fired a coach who is good enough. You don't deserve much better than that. So that's what's bugging me. Justin Wilcox get fired because you don't support him financially to give him enough talent for them to be good in the ACC, apparently.
Well said. What's bugging me is also ACC adjacent dibs. But it's related to something that one of our hosts said on the station this morning. Not coming at you, Sam Lubman. I guess I kind of am.
Yeah.
But I love you, Sam.
Yeah.
We all know Sam's a proud Miami Hurricane, and he went on a rant this morning about how he is so upset at the college football playoff poll and how they're not respecting Miami because Miami beat Notre Dame early in the season, yet Notre Dame is ranked ahead of them. Congratulations, Sam. You beat Notre Dame when their freshman quarterback made his first career college start, and you followed it up by losing to Louisville at home and SMU on the road. As far as I'm concerned, you lose to Louisville at home, you are banned from the college football playoff. If you're upset that Miami might not make the playoff, blame yourself. You can't even go to the ACC title game in the weakest power conference in the country. So if you're upset, then be upset at your own team. End of rant. That upset me today. That's
Sammy, you better duck.
I'm glad I heard the other side of that because I was Lubman was making a lot of good points.
You lost to Louisville at home.
The Cardinals.
You're done. Yeah. Sorry.
Dibs, I got to go back to with all the tech money here and now Andrew Luck, I'm like, dude, quit faking it. Just go coach. I love the energy. But he's down on the side. How can he not drum up support to where NIL in the Bay is out of control?
Well, they just got
the money's
support.
Here.
I think Stanford got what? Granted,
yeah,
was it
50 30, million.
50 million, not 30. Somebody who was a Stanford alum said, "How about 50? Kaboo!" And so they got 50 dropped on them. And at Cal, I mean, they have that in their alumni like register, their alumni role, but they don't have that. And so, if you really want to compete with the big boys and the big girls out there, you need to do more.
So you think
in
this quarterback could be on the move, huh? The lefty?
Oh, he's leaving.
I mean, why would you stay?
Damn.
New coach, new system, and you saw what Mendoza did. He left, and he's now a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. And, you know, Saikapuletele. I hope I got that right. If not, I apologize.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All you need to know is I talk about Tulane. Grandy talks about Oregon.
Right.
Lubman talks about Miami. Like, nobody talks about Cal or Stanford.
And I guess I'm just asking, like, that's got to change. Deshaun Jackson, Marshawn Lynch, Aaron Rodgers.
It was all two decades ago.
Yeah.
And the Cal basketball team beat a ranked UCLA team last night. I watched that.
Go Bears.
Gutsy little win. Yeah.
And that's what life's about.
See, this is good playing into his own fake outrage. There's no way he feels strongly about we got to bring Cal and Stanford back into the back into the fold. Give me a break. We're never in the fold.
Also, that was
they were in the fold with Jason Kidd.
That was a terrible football game.
But it was the big game.
What was Cal doing? How do you lose by that many points to Stanford?
They were favored by 7. That was bad.
Stanford doesn't have a head coach.
Luck's acting like one.
Kind of a head coach.
All right, well, Greg Cosell, 315.
Yep.
Should be fun.
And Tim Roy, 415.
That's right.
You guys talk to Fitz. We're talking to Tim.
Nice.
Tim's a man.
Hey, so when Tim got hired back in 1995, I was working for the Contra Costa Times.
Mm.
And I was like the media TV guy.
You were.
And back then I did a big feature on Tim Roy because he came from Sacramento and then he became the Warrior guy. And that's how I met Tim Roy.
Unbelievable.
He got it.
Curry.
Yeah.
You're 95-7 the game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.